From wherever you may be listening, we are glad that you are here. It's our weekly conversation with Rick Limpert. My name is Rich Sullivan. Rich Sullivan on Twitter. Rick, what is your Twitter?
At Rick Roswell, and I think people know you better as Sully. I can't even call you Rich. It seems weird.
Well, that is my full, my real name is Rich Sullivan, so I'm going to stick with that. Rick, we're going to have the opportunity to talk today about one of the real great events that just gets bigger and bigger every year, and that is the PGA Tour Championship at Eastlake. It is just unbelievable to witness what this has become over the last two decades or so.
Yeah, I hope you can get out there, Sully. I know you used to talk a lot of golf and these type of events with Mike Brooks, so I'm kind of filling in this week, but I'll be out at Eastlake, and just a myriad of things happening out there besides the golf. So we have the 30 best golfers in the world coming to town, and that kind of gets lost in the shuffle sometimes. So we'll talk about what's going on at Eastlake and golf this week.
Indeed, we will. And, of course, yes, folks can follow you on Twitter. The handle is Rick Roswell for you. And let's talk about tickets, military, veteran tickets, and youth tickets. The Eastlake Foundation does a lot for the community, as we know. How can folks get some discounts if they've served?
Yeah, Eastlake Foundation and the PGA Tour as well, they're all on board with this. So they have a program each year. It's called the Birdies for the Brave, and they have a Patriots Outpost area where it's a private hospitality area open to military members and their families. And this is just fantastic that they do this. This gives the military people and families a chance to kind of experience what it is to be a VIP at a professional golf event located near the ninth green. And, military ID is required for entry, but complimentary food and beverage. Also, under 18 admitted free HD each day with an adult. And there's a link I'll put in the show notes where people can go to claim their military tickets.
Nobody deserves the VIP treatment more than folks who have served in the military, that's for sure. And when you're around them, just let them know that you appreciate their service and their sacrifice. And it's an incredible sacrifice that their family makes, too, for a lot of those folks. Let's talk about the PGA Tour app. It is always improving. What functions have they made different this year?
Well, it's just a really easy-to-use app. So now that you can bring your smartphones out on the course as a spectator, you can use the app kind of as a companion. Great for spectators, like I said. Leaderboard updated in real time on here, so you can keep track of that. The standings, tee times, the FedEx Cup rankings. Now, this is really important with this week because there'll be a lot of shifting, and everybody wants to finish number one at the end of this tournament. So you can see in real time where people stand in the FedEx Cup standings, and all the latest news, videos that appear in real time. So if you're on one part of the course, you can see what's going on another hole. Should be some great maybe hole-in-ones and a lot of excitement out there. So keep this app on your phone as a companion.
The fan experience will highlight Bobby Jones, as it always does. What did you learn about Bobby Jones that maybe you didn't know this go-around?
I think, Bobby Jones is pretty well-known in this part of the country, Sully, but I think we're always learning something new about the probably the greatest amateur golfer of all time. His roots are at Eastlake, and now they're having a welcome pavilion where they'll have a Bobby Jones exhibit. So a lot of artifacts and things related to Bobby Jones will be on display. I'm kind of curious. Yeah, I've seen some of these things before, but we'll hopefully maybe I'll be able to see some new things related to Bobby Jones, just an icon of the sport, as we know, with the Tour Championship and the Masters here in the state of Georgia. So excited to see what they unveil for this.
You can get updates on the Tour Championship, the PGA Tour Championship at Eastlake, powered by Coca-Cola and Southern Company, big, proud partners. What's up on the website for this weekend?
Again, real-time information. So through the PGATour.com, you can actually go and sign up to get updates pushed to you so you don't have to go searching yourself. So whenever something exciting happens or somebody's shooting a 61 or a 62, which would be really something this week at Eastlake, I'll put the link again in the show notes where you can go on PGATour.com to sign up to get the updates sent to you by push notification.
Well, if you hop on eBay, you're going to see these in a couple of weeks. The first 2,000 fans attending the Tour Championship are going to receive a complimentary Jordan Spieth Coca-Cola bobblehead each day, and that'll start with Wednesday's practice round. How hot a commodity are these things going to be?
This is going to be so hot, Sully, that I'm thinking of even just buying a ticket to get one if I don't know if all these media members are going to get one or not, but the first 2,000 fans each day starting Wednesday will get one of these. These will be immediately on eBay. I hate to say that, that people are going to go and grab these and then put them up there, but they will, and they're going to go for a lot of money, as anything with Jordan Spieth does. I'm a collector, Sully. So if I get one, it's going in my collection. I'm not selling it, but they look nice. They actually, sometimes bobbleheads don't look like the person they're supposed to represent, but if I got the picture there in the show notes. If you look at this one, it does kind of look like Jordan a little bit, right down to the Under Armour logo on his shirt. So go out Wednesday through Sunday and get one of these if you can.
I don't know if there is a single person who has done more for the Under Armour brand in the last 5 years than Jordan Spieth. It just he's incredible with getting that logo on TV. I think they reap the benefits of his sponsorship for sure. Free skin cancer screenings at the Tour Championship. Talk about what MD Anderson is doing.
Yeah, MD Anderson always on top of things when it comes to staying healthy or catching things early. So golfers, Sully, have a higher percentage of golfers get skin cancer than the normal population. One, because they're out in the sun for those six-hour rounds sometimes. So here's a chance to get a free skin cancer screening. It's at the SO Cool Zone, the So Cool Zone on Friday and Saturday, thanks to MD Anderson. And this is, if you're out there and have time to do it, please get this done. It's worth it. And they're the MD Anderson Cancer Center is the leading cancer care and cancer research center in the area. And their hashtag is hashtag end cancer. And that's something we all should use in our posts.
All right, finally, we'll talk about the Impact Improver. This is one of your favorite new golf gadgets. Folks are always looking for ways to hit the ball a little bit better. How does this improve your game?
Well, here's one that's for any golfer, but really for beginners and kids will love this. So just a simple little attachment that goes on top of your golf club. It's a $40 device. It's like a little shield, and the ball will... It's like a little Velcro kind of ball. It will stick to the club face and show you where on the club face you're actually hitting and having impact with the ball. So you can see if you're hitting the sweet spot. You can see if you're hitting it too high or too low on the club face. So it works with irons and wedges. And the provided ball will actually stick to the face of your club. Extra balls included in case you lose them. And developed by one of the top women's instructors in the country, Tiffany Fawcett. She's put a lot of time and effort into this. She works with a lot of kids, a lot of people just starting the sport, and this works for her. Fightinggolf.com is her website. There's a lot of information there, and Tiffany does a great job with this solution you can use indoors or outdoors to improve your game.
Good stuff from you, Rick. And if you're over at the PGA Tour at Eastlake on that great weekend, hopefully the weather's good. And if you're a little bit of a history nut like I am, you may want to check out Meadow Nook, which is on Alston Drive, which borders the Eastlake Golf Course. It is one of only a handful of homes that are still standing from before the Civil War in DeKalb County. So go and check that out. The home of the former Robert Augustus Alston, who was a journalist and legislator who was murdered at the Georgia State Capitol in the late 1800s. This is a very historic home. It's been there a long time, Rick.
Sully, coming with some history. I like that. And I did not know that one. And I'm a history buff, but I'm still learning a lot of Atlanta and Georgia history. Thanks for filling me in on them. And his name was Robert Augustus, you said?
Robert Augustus Alston. And the street that the house is on is Alston Street, Alston Drive. And that's named after him.
Now, your name's Rich Sullivan. They call you Sully. And his name was Robert Augustus. You think they called him Augie?
Augie. Could be. Never know.
Sully, great information. I'm gonna add that into the show notes. Sully came with something today. Perfect. Great to see that.
Well, Rick, I hope you enjoy the experience coming up at Eastlake, the PGA Tour Championship. And big thanks, as always, to the big sponsors who really pour so much into this event, including Coca-Cola and Georgia Power. I know they can't do it without them.
One of the biggest golf events in the country this year, and it's right in our backyard. So if you're a casual fan or a big golf fan, you need to be out there. Thanks, Sol.
Always good stuff. Enjoy it, Rick. Have a good weekend.
You too.